flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, sometimes you come in here on a Monday morning, you know, doing, you never know what's going to happen over the weekend, right? Little things happen, and you have great comebacks like Celtics, watching them come back. They're getting just smoked in the third, and next thing you know, they win in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia. You get stuff like that, and Paul Maurice gets his 900th number 901 yesterday. Only the fourth coach in the history of the NHL to do that, so great story. They've won 3 straight. We get stuff like that, right, coming in? And then I wake up because I didn't make it very long Saturday night after taking my wife out. You get one of these crazy stories in the morning. I guess a lot of you saw it Saturday night. But just incredible, this trade of Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. It's one of those, and I knew... And Woody and I have talked about this, knowing some people with Dallas, that Luka is known to be out of shape, comes into camp when before the season starts, always 15 or 20 pounds overweight. And his skill set is ridiculous. Led the league in scoring last year. You know all the stories. Put the team on his back. A lot of it. Kyrie was also a big part of it. Getting the conference finals and all the things that they were able to do. And he's fantastic. By the way, this year he's missed a lot of games, and this is kind of what they are afraid of, because you're out of shape and you're never in great shape. You don't take care of yourself. You're not on the new diet for athletes. You're still old school diet, what we had, and pizza and beer and chicken wings. And so all of a sudden they make this Anthony Davis trade. I mean, I was shocked. I'm guessing most people. It's one of those, even after it happens in the afternoon, I'm literally doing something else and somebody's talking to me and I'm thinking about this whole deal. I'm thinking about LeBron. I was just telling the guys in the other room, I come in, I go, first of all, LeBron had to know about this, because LeBron was like, oh, he's in a... They had just beaten the New York Knicks. And he's like, no, man. I was out with my family. I had no idea. And I don't know about you, and I am a LeBron fan. I am, whatever you know, if you have issues with LeBron, I have great respect for him at this age to play at this level still. Put up a game against the Knicks the other night. Just phenomenal. He looks so good. But I always play BS when LeBron tells me something goes down on his team and he doesn't know about it. There's just no way. There's no way the Lakers go, hey, man, we're getting ready to trade. We think we're getting Luka. Kind of came together late, but we wanted to give you a heads up. Anthony Davis is hurt right now, and so we wanted to let you know that that we got this deal with Luka Doncic coming to play with you. There is no way they make that trade and LeBron plays this. Wow, I didn't know. Not to mention his good friend is the agent that he grew up with. Hell, it's basically LeBron's agency. Let's be honest. So, but outside of that, what a wild one, man. I mean, these kind of trades for two players, as good as Anthony Davis is, hurt a lot. I know they've called him glass in the past. He's actually played most of the games this year till recently getting hurt. But, you know, you're talking about a guy, what, 25 and 12 or something like that, and you're looking at Doncic and his numbers. Like I said, even though he's missed a lot of games before that, he's averaging 28 points a game and damn near a triple-double every night. He's another one of those guys, 7 or 8 rebounds, 7 or 8 assists every night, and he's 25 years old. But, wow. That one, not that I'm a fan of Dallas, not that I'm a fan of the Lakers, but you just look at the great players in this league and you're going, man, Anthony Davis is going to now play with Kyrie, and they're going to now, their job is to figure out how to have this Dallas team take off. And then I'm wondering on the other side, is because I'm sure they're like, hey, he'll get on the LeBron program. The LeBron program is one thing you say about LeBron. That dude takes care of his body. I mean, he takes care of himself because guy plays more games than most of the guys in the NBA, right? And then meanwhile, bringing it back here, we got stinking Jimmy Butler we can't get rid of because he says no to every deal out there. That if it's not Phoenix, he's telling the Golden State Warriors, no, I won't re-sign. No. You'll just get me for a few games, and who knows? I may play and give you the effort I'm giving the Miami Heat right now. And he tells Memphis, a team that's actually really good, nah, don't want to go to Memphis. That ain't going to happen. I'm going to the Suns. Meanwhile, Bradley Beal's like, oh, hell no, you're not dumping me off to any bad teams. No. I am not going to any bad teams. It's my choice, and I'm not going anywhere unless it's a good team. And the good teams are going, Bradley Beal, you're not very friggin' good anymore. 2-year, $110 million for you? Are you kidding me? And by the way, wasn't that long ago that Pat Riley wanted Bradley Beal? I mean, this stuff is just incredible to start Super Bowl week coming up here. And all these crazy stories are going on. And the best they can do, and I'm guessing Dallas is just in shock to give up this 25-year-old superstar. They don't want to hear about conditioning and weight and out of shape, and that's the last thing you want to hear when you have one of the best, if not the best young player, one of them for sure, 2 or 3 best young players in the NBA. Just crazy.
Yeah, it's a shocking deal, right? It's even more shocking that they didn't put the guy like on the open market or let teams bid on him. They just kind of... You know, according to what they were saying, they just called the Lakers and said, let's get this deal done. But it's like, you got very little in return for a guy like that that, you know, is, again, a top 5 player in the league. And not only that, but I'm his popularity, Joe, the guy's an international star. Like,
that's the thing. I'm guessing Dallas.
Man, oh, man.
I know the Dallas Mavs are not the Dallas Cowboys, but for guys in that town that are popular, you would think that might come into consideration, Luka Doncic playing for the Mavs. I mean, my God, you hit on a young guy. He's been in the league 5 or 6 years. He's been all world. He's up for that 5-year, $345 million supermax, which, by the way, it would have been done. If you're worried about, like, not getting the best out of the guy, you're getting him, what, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30.
Yeah, but those guys don't get traded. Like, you don't see guys like that of that caliber get traded. Like, De'Aaron Fox is probably usually the ceiling of a guy you'll see get traded. Like, these guys, they usually end up leaving in free agency or whatever, but he didn't want to leave. He wanted to be there. He wanted to sign that deal. They were the only team that could give it to him. It's really shocking from that standpoint. Like, it must have been really bad there. And I know they took a few swipes at him already on the way out, but it must have been really, really bad for those guys after a finals trip last year.
Yeah. No. The whole thing.
Like, he took you to the finals. It must have been really bad for them to just give up on this guy.
They, something had to, you know.
I know he's missed a lot of time.
He does. And they're saying, hey, because of we think all this is happening because he's always out of shape and doesn't take care of himself, whatever that means. I don't know if he's a, you know, all-nighter or what, but 25 years old, man, and the average fan goes, all I know is when I watch him play, there's a chance he can go for 50, 60. You saw him during the playoffs hitting these ridiculous shots to win games. And you gave up. Then as you mentioned, De'Aaron Fox, all of a sudden that deal happens and you're like, yeah, no big deal. De'Aaron Fox, everybody knew he wanted to go to San Antonio, play with Wimby, and that's where he's gonna be. So and now there's one deal kind of, we're all kind of waiting. Maybe something else will happen. I guess we shouldn't be surprised as the trade deadline is this Thursday at 3 o'clock is when it's gotta be done by. And we're stuck with a guy that every day that this goes on, I dislike more and more. Seriously. He is a bum. He really is. Whatever he's done good, whatever he has done well for this team in past years, to the finals, to a conference championship, and Jimmy, what was his, Jimmy playoff Jimmy and all that stuff. He should be known as playoff bum right now because it's just, and he's killing deals. Like, you can't wait. Remember when it was, first of all, let's go through the Jimmy Butler thing of, it's just a few extra dollars. I'm going to play and play hard. I want to play with these guys. We're going to win a lot of games. Then that changed. And then the second part is, I just want out. I'll go anywhere. And they go, oh, okay, Memphis is ready to take you right now. No. Now I'll go anywhere but Memphis. And now Golden State, which, by the way, looks like they're one of the worst teams in the NBA. He didn't want to play there. So, he's clearly wants to go to Phoenix. They want him. And Bradley Beal is basically in the way right now because they owe him so much money. Nobody wants to trade for him. And clearly, from what everybody says, on the downside of his career, and not very good right now. He says, not my problem. I'm going to stay here till I get on. You send me to a really good team where I got a chance to win. He goes, you guys forgot. I played in Washington. I'm tired of losing. Tired of losing.
You imagine waking up this morning or yesterday morning as a Mavs fan and seeing that? Like, you just traded away the entire franchise. And Anthony Davis, you're right. Anthony Davis is a good player, but he's not a star like Luka.
He's not a star like Luka, but
He's a good player. He's a very good player. He's a top, I don't know, top 10, top 15 player, yes. No question.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be good on that team. But, man, oh, man, to do that.
How do you think he
get
feels,
rid of that guy?
How do you think he feels going from L.A. to Dallas? Just, I'm sure Luka was hurt for just a second because he got dumped on. But Luka's going in a place where, and I do believe.
I don't think Luka's happy about it, man. I think he wanted to stay there. I think he wanted that big contract. He wanted to stay there.
I think he'll be fine with LeBron.
I'm sure he will be, but I just think this is such a bizarre move for both sides. I don't know from a playing standpoint how Luka and LeBron are going to complement one another. I think that'll be very interesting to see, right? They're very similar players in the, you know, size and position
fine.
And
no,
all
no,
that.
No, so I think they'll be fine.
It'll be interesting to see how they play
I
together.
I think it's going to be LeBron's not trying to be LeBron he was 5, 6, 7 years ago. He does it when he has to, when he picks it up. But
I just think Luka's the kind of player that you pray you could get into your franchise, right? That's the kind of jackpot that you hope to hit, right?
This has been.
And then to dump him in his prime?
Yeah.
Because you can't get through to him?
Can't over. It's really hard to sell your fan base on weight and out of shape and conditioning underneath it. You know, it'd be one thing if he's late for everything, and if maybe that is. I mean, I don't know, but I know he's a damn good player when you watch him, for sure. We've got, we got all that stuff, crazy, crazy stuff, and we just had the Senior Bowl, and Mason Taylor formerly of St. Thomas Aquinas High School, played at LSU. Jason Taylor's son, Mason Taylor, one of the top tight ends in this draft coming up, is going to join us this morning. We'll talk to him, and Perk was at the also talked to him about the Miami Dolphins this morning, and we'll talk to him. He was at the Senior Bowl and get caught up with all the stuff with him. Then we've got all kinds of other news. A busy, busy weekend if you're just getting up. And, oh, yeah, that's right, Mahomes and the Chiefs getting ready to try for a three-peat against the Eagles. And this is going to be a fun week. I'm really looking forward to what I think is going to be. Well, Kansas City doesn't know anything else but playing close games. So it's gonna be one hell of a game. It's gonna be a great game, like the Buffalo game. You just said you watch that and you go, you know what? This is gonna be a tight ball game, and it was. And I just feel like this Super Bowl is gonna be the same way, along with the entertainment and all the commercials that were $8 friggin' million or $10 million. And everything else. We got an update on Justin Tucker, by the way. As we've learned now that we've all kind of had a chance to sit back and watch all the massage therapists and the Watson deal that we had, that list always grows. that list started at 6, now up to 9. God only knows how many more women are going, he got me too. He left me a little something in the room too.
The question is, what number does he have to come out with another statement like that? Or a strong statement that he didn't do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's innocent.
Either that or a lot of women just decided, I'm going to lie and want to jump in on this. But you know what we as men always say? The more women that come out, the worse it looks. You might buy one. I'll tell you what. To Massage Envy, my name is Joe Rose. You will never see me again. Woody, I'm a naked guy when I go in there.
We got to this at the end of the Friday show, and I think people were very, very disappointed to hear that.
I thought most guys go in there, put a towel around them.
Well, that's the unwritten rules, man, of the massage parlor.
What?
I don't know. I've just never taken off my underwear in one of them. But I'm also weird like that, so I don't know, man. Like weirds me out.
It was just really awkward. We're watching this story, and and my wife knows it. You know, I every time I'm banged up, I like to go, and so that conversation is very awkward. It's like, well, do you get naked when you go in there? And I go, yeah, I do. I don't think twice about it. All right. Hey, so much for that. That's an ugly thought for people out there. Some old guy.
They're waking up to that.
Joe Rose going, yeah. Are you serious? Are you friggin' serious? Well, we got to talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, man. I'm telling you right now, if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealer, you didn't make it out there this past weekend, it's okay, because the all-new Equinox is not going away. The 2025 Traverse is not going away. And the Silverado truck family is not going away. Nope, man, they are strong, they're dependable, they're durable, and they're all part of the new SUV and truck family with some brand new looks, some really cool eye-catching stuff on the inside that you're absolutely going to love, all the room you could ever need. The all-new Equinox really offering a lot of different things, an eye-catching exterior. You've got SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability, and the 2025 Traverse, man. All the room you'll ever need. I know it's a midsize SUV, but it sure doesn't feel like it when you and your family sit in there, and room for the cargo and everything else with a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. We got it for you, man. And then Silverado trucks, I just say this. They always talk about the powerful trucks for the man out there that needs that truck to pull things for work or even pleasure on the weekends. Well, I'll tell you what, they make a truck that's absolutely perfect for you right now with your South Florida Chevy dealers. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida to serve you. Silverado trucks, it's like they've custom made a truck absolutely perfect for you. So see your South Florida Chevy dealers. Do it today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope you had a great weekend, as there is a lot of stuff going on. And we got our football heads out there actually watching the Senior Bowl during the week. I have more people go, yeah, man, I was watching NFL Network. I saw a couple of guards I like, and, hey, there's a couple other guys. I said, yeah, there's it's a good class, because now at the Senior Bowl, top juniors can go as well, including Mason Taylor, who will join us in the 7 o'clock hour, 3 years and done, 20 years old, and getting set for the draft. So Mace will get up early and join us this morning. Elijah Arroyo also had a big week. Jalen Rivers, I think he really helped himself. Good stuff for him, and he could be. By the way, if he's not on the radar for the Miami Dolphins, something's wrong, because he's an upgrade right now over – what they just went through, for sure. So we've got that. And then this thing's a mess. I don't know what they're going to do. Jimmy Butler has not helped the situation by his behavior. It hasn't. I do think teams want him because you've got visions of and you're trying to upgrade your team. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say all of a sudden he sucks as a player. He doesn't. He plays the game the right way. He'll do the dirty work, all the things you've heard. But boy, when you find out Golden State and Memphis want you and you've said, nah, no, we can work it out. Nah, we can get you what you want. Nah, Jimmy said, nah, that's,
Well, the Golden State thing is really weird, because he's hanging out there. They have pictures of him at the San Diego State game.
Yeah, but San Diego's not exactly
the same state,
the Bay Area. That's a little bit. Thanks for trying to bring them together, but that's not.
No,
we in Northern California.
That's Bo's country out there, right?
Yes,
San Diego State.
No, that's not.
Isn't that where Bo went?
No, he went San Jose State.
Oh, sorry.
You just say that just to be.
I honestly thought he went to San Diego State.
No, probably would have.
I know that there was a San Jose State.
No, there is. Beautiful, beautiful campus and beautiful people. At San Diego State, too. No, it's a different level.
But it is weird. He's hanging out on the West Coast, a team like the Warriors, one of the best organizations in the league. And that's not good enough for you?
I tell you, though, he looked at that thing. That thing's, I mean, outside of picking up his money and stuff.
You got a lot of guys at the end of the run there, yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love Draymond. Draymond does a lot of talking. He doesn't play anymore either. You want to talk about a guy always hurt, Draymond Green, who you signed for. And you know who's lost their mojo? Speaking of the Mavs, you seen Klay Thompson? The other night, I saw they lost by like 40. He's 1-for-10. He pulled another one of those 1-for-10. He is, for everybody that was upset, how dare you get rid of the Splash Brothers, don't finish this thing together. Clay lost it, man. It is officially gone for Clay Thompson. So, but, you know, it's just incredible. So that's the other thing. Jimmy Butler, whatever he says, his word means nothing. His agent, whatever he says, you can't believe. You know, it's you were just saying it, Woody. You might be right. What do you do? You might not be able to get rid of him. You literally, unless you just give him away. Because, I mean, you could make a stand on this guy if you want and say, hey, you're not going anywhere. You're going to play here. But there is so much damage. I can't even imagine. I just feel like the players would be relieved at this point to see him go somewhere else. I'm not saying he's probably got a decent relationship with some of the guys, but he's pulled a lot of junk. You know, there's been nights where he's supposed to talk to the media after the game, the TV guys or radio guys, and he doesn't do it. Doesn't feel like it tells Bam, you do it. And I'm just guessing. I don't know this, Bam. Probably more so with Bam than some of the other guys, because Jimmy realized that he's not going to be the man on this team anymore. It's turned into Bam and Tyler Hero's team. But I don't know what you do. You know, they said, well, we're not just going to give him away. You might just have to give him away. I don't know what you're going to get. Now, maybe he'd understand this game and realize this thing hasn't even come close to starting yet with 4 days left. But the Suns want him. Suns go, oh, no, we'd like him with Booker and Durant. We'd like to have him as our third guy here. Hell yes. But Bradley Beal with 2 years and $110 million, and sounds like a couple of bad teams have been interested, and he goes, I ain't going to a bad team. I'm not going to a bad team. I've been on a bad team. I played in Washington for way too long, and nothing's worse than playing in Washington. They're bad every year. Every year. So till they get it figured out through the draft, like some other teams have, they're going to have some problems. Anyway, a lot of news.
Would you cave to this guy if you were the Heat? He's got one place he wants to go. Would you cave? You take whatever they're willing to offer?
Yes. And by the way, I also know this, for people have told me this, what if he goes and plays like he did 2 years ago and he's just like the perfect, stays healthy and compliments those other two guys, and they already won some games here. I think they won three straight. I think they just lost, but go, yeah, that could happen. But Jimmy Butler's colors will show back up, his true colors of what he is. Because this has been a bad look, the way everything's been handled. You can defend him and blame Pat Riley. There's a few of you that still text this show to let me know that, you know, I'm in bed with Pat Riley and those type of things. And I'm actually not in bed with anybody, but especially not Pat. Pat's never invited me to jump in bed with him. I just want to let you know. So, but, yeah. Like, oh, Pat's too hard on the guys? Oh, okay.
Well, Texas says here Jimmy's killing deals because if he doesn't get traded, he knows the Heat will pay him to sit. And that's very possible, right?
That could happen. Sucks.
To sit out the rest of the season?
Sucks.
I don't know, I'd make his ass play the whole game.
Yeah, but then you got to look at the other stuff. And Spo sitting there going, Pat, you're not having this bum come back here and play with us, are you? He checked out. It's about my – the last thing I want to do is – have to deal with his pouting and his different color hair or whatever team it happens to be in, his braids or in his shoes, and sitting at the end of the bench so everybody that's at the game can see that he's not happy. And it's awkward for the announcers. It's awkward for everybody. You know, they're being told, don't talk about it. Yeah. Okay. No opinions. You know how that works. Okay. It's this whole thing just real – it's just so weird because this doesn't usually happen to this team. And I know the Shaq and the weight thing, and Shaq did call – or Pat did call out Shaq on the weight thing. I was up close and saw that one. before moving him out. But this Jimmy Butler thing is just for all the things, and he's happy, and he loves Miami, and loves the guys, and all the stuff, and he is turd one, man. He has just turned into one of the big turds. He really has. So, you know, people say, well, how do you want him to handle it? I don't know. De'Aaron Fox handled it pretty well.
He did. He handled it like a pro.
He's in Sacramento. They're not, by the way, they've come back to be in Sacramento again after looking like they were hot there for a while. He said, I don't want to be here. And I actually would like to go to San Antonio. And they got a deal done.
Well, that's how the NBA is. Like, a texter here, 786, says, whoever said the Heat don't have all the cards, don't know how to play poker. Jimmy has all the cards. And it's like, yeah, the players have the power in that league.
Let me tell you, that player option.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Bradley Beal situation.
He's there, too.
He can do what he wants.
You're correcto.
And Jimmy has given them one team that he will go to, and that's it, right? Because now the other teams are not going to engage. Right? I mean, as much as Golden State would want the guy for a potential title run with their aging stars, like they're not going to deal. They're not going to even get involved now.
I don't feel real good about this thing for what, even if they do.
And why would Phoenix give away anything significant when they know they're the only team he's willing to go to?
Well, they still need him.
I understand they need him, but you're negotiating against yourself at this point. There's nobody else bidding on him.
Pat can go, you know what? I'll keep the miserable you know what. I'll keep him.
Will he, though?
Probably not.
That's why, Phoenix should just be lowballing the heck out of us right now.
How do you fix that to go, hey, Jim, you mind coming back and working out with us again, and you can start, and we'll get you involved? I don't even think he was liking the way he was used. He said, oh, so it's all Tyler now, huh? Oh, it starts there, Bam now too. Oh, okay. And I think Jimmy Butler is long gone. That brain of his is already headed west somewhere, for sure. So anyway, it's too bad.
The optics of the whole thing with him too, man. Like, you're out on the West Coast going to college basketball games while your team's out there playing. It's just, the optics are just so bad.
What do you think he was going to do? Sit around and we could watch
him? He could
him
lay
like
low.
Did you think we're going to see him at a gym working out? Like, hey, hope I, want to get back for basketball, and showing him working out at the
No, I don't think we're going to see that, because again, I think he surrounds himself with awful people.
Who Will you stop don't... blaming everybody else? He's 30. Stop.
I know.
You got to stop. Seriously. Go ahead and throw the agent in one more time. He's 35 years old. He's a grown up. He's a grown man. He knows what he's doing. We're not talking about a 22-year-old being told what to do and people. Like, Jimmy's 35. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got all kinds of... Justin Tucker, my God, man. Woke up and... facing more allegations of sexually inappropriate behavior. The number is now 9, 2012 to 2016. And the same thing, man, rubbing against the package. I'm not trying to get into detail here today to get us, canceled on you this morning. But and then girl's going, yeah, man, we've all complained. And the first girl goes, I didn't want to complain because everybody's going to turn on me because he's so good at what he does. And the Ravens and their fan base would start accusing me of being a gold digger and trying to make money on this guy. And then the next thing you know, that number's to 9. And all of a sudden, and by the way, for a lot of people, you know how this works. Once that story gets out, a lot of you are going, look at that. 9 women making stuff up against Justin Tucker. Nobody's believing that. Nobody's believing that. Well, I'm not going to those places anymore. That's it for me, Woody.
You had a couple people support you, I will tell you, if that makes you feel any better.
Well, I've been going for years, and I go butt naked when they leave the room, yeah. and they tell you, hey, you take everything off because I got the bad back, the operated back. So, they hit that and they beat the, they beat the backside up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing a little shaky with me.
No, I know. No one's accusing you of that, but You can keep your, you know, your underwear on. I'll tell you, you end up like Bobby Kraft, man. You keep.
I'm not going to one of those places. I'm going to Massage Envy. They don't have those. I'm not going to the local.
He's the OG of this thing, by the way. Know. He's the original, man.
Hey.
He started the massage scandal.
Yeah, I know. Hey, let's take a second while we're talking about all this stuff. Maybe you don't have to worry about it. If you have low T and ED, you don't have to worry about any of these things popping up. But I got to tell you, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic is here to tell you ED and low T are gone once you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. There is nothing worse than having ED. Low T is bad because your energy level, you know, it happens. Happens to every guy out there where one day you wake up and you are just, energy is shot. You can't figure it out. You're not sleeping well. You're grumpy. You're moody. And in some cases, you feel depressed, like there's this dark cloud over your head and you can't get rid of it. It's all part of low T, man. Affects all men different ways. A lot of guys in their 40s get it at real, real low levels, 50, 60, 70. I got to tell you, with low T, I could deal with low T, but when the ED hit, that's a whole different deal, man. It's depressing. It's hard for guys to go through. It really is, man. Going through ED and my wife's making excuses for me. I just tell everybody, hey, listen, I went through it, both low T and ED. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of it. I got all the tests done, the T, the PSA test, and everything else. Met with their professionals, got a plan together, and bam, almost a year later, boy, I'm feeling great. I'm enjoying my weekends more, my energy level, back out playing tennis the way I used to. And I want you to get that energy. And if you're going through it right now, hey, it's not something we can go around and talk about when we have ED. I get it. And that's why I'm telling you to set up this first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300. Six locations in South Florida. Matter of fact, we got more on the way. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. I want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic will get you great results. But that first appointment, you got to set up today.
All right, a couple of things for you here before we get back to the show. First, it is time for your weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from Your Accident. Attorneys.com, free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 72 degrees and cloudy, but hopefully no rain. We'll see as we go. And then, Joe, we got that contest is still going here.
We'll go ahead and
tell people about it.
Let's get rolling.
The Slam Dunk in Vegas, travel and accommodations for one winner, three guests to Vegas, plus $20,000. Easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. You can log in and register for an account and listen to WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry. You could do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, just listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates March 17th. To the 22nd of 2025, this is a national contest.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that, Woody. You asked me that question, like, so you win it and you call, right? You call, and first of all, the wife most likely wants to go. So if you're married. But if
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
The wife knows everybody's getting $5,000?
No, but you tell her. Well,
you tell her
you
what?
You give her the money to spend down here, but you tell her what, you know, it's March Madness, dude.
Well,
you want to go for that.
You explain.
You say, listen, I'm going to be watching college basketball all day with my boys.
She'll be just fine. Well, anyway.
I know she'd be fine going to a spa or whatever. I know.
But that $5,000, you know, if it was my guys, listen, I split up equal because I wouldn't want them busting my chops.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
They changed it, though. They changed it.
You would, though. There's no question you take $1,000 off the top from every guy.
I would take some of it, and I'd take them to a nice dinner on top of taking them on the free trip. It's like, when is enough enough? Come on, man.
I don't know.
By the way, you got me. You'd have to invite three buddies. You can't bring the wife.
Yeah.
Just okay. Can't do it.
Okay, buddy.
You wouldn't?
Well, mine doesn't want to go to Vegas, so it would be easy for me.
You tell her because you're going to all the strip clubs at night?
I don't know. I don't know how that would work out. But anyway, hey, it's one of the best ones we've ever had that they've ever put together here at our company for something like this. By the way, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Lot of stuff we're going to be talking about this week as the teams have made their way to New Orleans to get set here. Super Bowl and the Mahomes and the Chiefs trying to three-peat. That's part of the story, obviously. Mahomes and his guys, it's a big part of the story. But Steve Spagnuolo and Vic Fangio going to be one hell of a story, too. The two defensive coordinators, two of the best in the business. I'm guessing, if I was to guess, the two highest paid defensive coordinators, or at least they should, for what they both done. I know Vic took his contract here, and Philly picked it up, and for good reason, because he had the number one defense in the NFL this year. It's amazing how that happens. Looks like, by the way, some Dolphin news that we do have. It looks like Anthony Weaver will be back as defensive coordinator, and that's good. That's a good thing. Looks like some of the coaches that were in Bevel for some jobs, looks like he'll be coming back as a thing with the Raiders. I don't know what happened there, but he is going to be coming back as quarterback coach here with the Miami Dolphins, and we'll be getting set and a lot of time to try to figure out how to patch this thing up. You know, it is funny, this thing. We were just talking in the other room about the quarterbacks this year in the NFL. They stay pretty healthy. I think 19 quarterbacks played at least 15 games, and a couple of those guys rested at the end of the year, like Mahomes doesn't play last game of the year because they've already wrapped everything up. But so it was a pretty healthy year. It would have been more, but some guys got benched, right? Some guys, and then we had our situation down here where Tua missed six games because of, we're one of the few guys that had a really good quarterback, and he missed six. And then you look at what happened this year. Another guy you take in the first round in Austin Jackson ends up playing eight games, misses nine. And, you know, it's not anybody's fault when a guy gets injured. It's not like anybody tries to get injured. You look at the pass rushing situation with Jalen on the outside and Bradley Chubb ends up, we find out, late in the year, I had no idea that he tore everything in his knee. No idea at all. Can't get rid of him now because he's going to be 100% coming back next year. They decided to shut him down the last couple of games of the year, which was a good move going forward. So, but can't have all your high price guys injured. You just can't. Can't have all your key guys injured and expect to win. And this team was just not deep enough to start with. So a lot of work to do, man. And they could go a lot of different ways with all these draft picks. I know we say it every year, but you better hit on some, Chris. You better hit in a big way on some of these draft picks. You better find some guys. You better check all the mental aspects of some of these guys. And you better find some guys. Have Chop. Maybe you'll take Chop Robinson with you. And let Chop hang out, because Chop is what you're looking for. You're looking for guys, even if they start slow, don't give up and work hard and work on their game and figure it out and end up having really good second halves of the season to keep this thing going. So
there's always someone who dispute what you're saying, Joe. Said technically Tua went head first two times. It was 1,000% his fault. No sympathy here, he says.
No, there's no sympathy here. There's no sympathy. My point was all the starting quarterbacks that got new contracts stayed healthy.
But Tua is different from the other guys in that his body just reacts differently. It just can't take that kind of damage for whatever reason. Right? Everyone's different.
Well, he's got
some guys are durable, some aren't. It's not his fault. Obviously, not his fault. You're right about that part. But
he's got two problems now. We got a hip, and we got a concussion. And they can sit. It sounds great when Chris says this is not acceptable. Like, Chris, the kid ain't getting hurt on purpose. What do you mean it's not acceptable? You're making it sound like, you know, he's not staying around studying or something. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, we had to talk to Tua and tell him you just can't miss these games. Well, listen, he ain't getting hurt on purpose. He's just trying to be maybe too competitive and forgets about things.
Is it though? Like, how do you tell a guy, like, when he's trying to get a first down, how do you tell him to not get it and to just slide down?
Well, he's got to go for it. That's it.
Like, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
No, I'm with you on your point. Like, so that's a great example. So they're going, he's got to play smart. So what's that mean when it's third and 10 and you realize it about 8 yards, you got a chance to get it, but you're going to have a collision. What do you tell him? Like, I'd ask Chris, how do you do that? And the blindside hits that you don't see, or a guy takes your tackle and throws him into you or goes over the top, those are going to happen, man. That's a natural hit for a quarterback that you're going to take. I don't know, like, what are you going to have, Tua? Can you imagine he starts sliding two on a third down, slides 2 yards short of a first down, and now you punt? Now the boo birds come out because everybody's giving him a hard time. There's a natural aspect of the game that he can't change. He's going to go for it. You know, now, you want to talk about making a tackle on a guy that picks him off? Yeah, there's a lot of guys that go, you can go. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to get it back. By the way, if you don't believe that, do you see the hit that was taken at the end of the year by the Lions quarterback after he threw that pick? He got hair. I think he had a concussion. He came back in the game, but I think he was toast. I don't think he knew what day it was the rest of the game because they don't have a
– the old Josh Allen concussion.
Yeah, did you see – you saw the hit he took.
Yeah,
he got
unloaded on the guy. Yeah.
He was running like, yo, don't run.
And he didn't even see it coming.
As you make a run over like you're trying to make a tackle, they can block you. They're going to knock the crap out of you. Don't please. Oh, he did. He went down, and he got up, and he looked like, holy crap, I got myself a mild concussion here.
Remember mild? You're ruling it mild?
Well, it's mild everywhere else except here. All right. Hey, listen, we've got 7 o'clock
now. People, by the way, very concerned about the hip as well. The hip was the thing coming in.
How about that
to
one?
To the league.
And he's saying one thing and the team behind it.
Do we know any?
Doctors,
I mean, is there any?
We haven't heard anything. You know what we've heard? Let me tell you what we've heard. Our coaching staff and our GM went to the Senior Bowl. That's what I've heard. Yeah, not much is.
720 says Tua has the same body as me, and I'm 48 and play slow pitch softball.
Well,
I'm sure there's a lot of us that could probably do better taking a hit to the head than he can, but
I just
he can't throw the ball. He can't play quarterback.
So that's the other thing is, like, remember Chris's other comment? I'm not. It sounds like I'm picking on Chris today. That, hey, I've checked with the doctors. Concussions don't get worse. Like, one has nothing to do if you rest your brain in the off season. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I'm not a doctor, and I didn't go to medical school either. Hell, I struggled to go to college. But like, I don't know about all that. Like, it seems to me guys that get concussions, they only get worse. And they don't all of a sudden go away. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, enough. Enough here. I'm not trying to bring anybody down on a Monday. I'm not. Hey, we got a big draft class. We're going to free up some money. We're going to talk to Perk about all this stuff coming up. And we'll have a lot more for you here in this 7 o'clock hour. And really excited. Big tight end class. Mason Taylor out of St. Thomas Aquinas for LSU. Going to join us this morning to talk a little bit about going through the whole process here, man. In this new crazy world, you got to talk about staying in shape. From your last year going through off season, you will never play more football and work out harder than you do your last year in college into your first year of the pros. Man, it's like it just connects of 2 years in one. Baptist Health South Florida is going to be there, though, if you do get injured. And that's what I wanted to talk about this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're lucky to have Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program they have put together. People ask me almost every day, where do the pros go, Joe? I got somebody injured. I go, I'm going to tell you, but don't ask me to set you up with a doctor. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, the Miami Open's going to be starting here pretty soon. You're going to see Baptist Health South Florida doctors out there taking care of all of our events, a lot of our teams. And they have put together, when you're a top 50 sports medicine program, you got to put together one hell of an all-star specialist team of doctors, and that's what they have done for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, our heart doctors. I mean, they're all there, man, because I've used them all, And they're fantastic. And I'm telling you right now, with the facilities they have, they really make it easy here in South Florida for you to see those doctors or work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day. That's what they do. They've seen every injury possible. And let's be honest, if you're competitive in team or individual sports, one thing we know for sure, sooner or later, we all get injured. But don't worry about it when you have Baptist Health South Florida. Hey, I want to let you know this. They got Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Hard Rock Stadium's got the new facility right next to the Miami Dolphins training facility and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Get you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.